didn't know these men, but it was quite beautiful conversation where he was trying to speak that, you know, the sophisticated idea from the ego that you could control thinking or something, you know. But in fact, you need to drop control at most high, you know, just drop it. And it was quite interesting.
Beautiful. This is so beautiful. I was listening to Ramesh Vasakar conversation last night and the evening before. It is so beautiful how he speaks about it. This is what we also, I think, speak about in our sessions. We were not asked to be born, when to be born, circumstances to be born, what would be the influences in the process of growing up. So how can we have a sense or a false sense, yes, of that we are the doers, that we are the thinkers, we are the makers. Because when you look really through, how can you say, yes, that someone is above reality? What kind of illusion is it? The orange, let's say, is growing on an orange tree and it needs sun, yes? Like it needs hot days, it needs the night, it needs all the elements to become a fruit, and then human can eat it or consume it. So can we say this is the orange and this is human, those are two? It's quite interesting when people say copyright. This is very acceptable to write copyrights about everything. But when you really dig into the question about copyright, you get to completely different conclusion about copyright. Funny. This is so funny.
Yes, because even your thoughts are not your thoughts, you know, like...
Yes, because there is a thinking, there's a thinking happening, and the thinking, in a way, distributes, yes, through, let's say, body-mind organism called Yanis, and through Fernando, and through John, and through Margaret, and through Jimmy. It just streams through. And Jimmy thinks that he's capable of thinking. He is the thinker of the thought. And so Yanis, and so Fernando, and John, and Margaret, but it ain't. There's a thinking happening. There's like electricity pulse, which is going through the system. And body-mind, and John and Margaret, yes, sees different pictures, yes, or something. But it's like you could say that the refrigerator has the power of its own to cool. Yes, the refrigerator cannot generate cooling unless if it is connected to the plug, to the general electricity. Yes, stream. Also the oven cannot generate heat by being an oven. It's just dead matter. Once you plug it in and there's you turn the temperature on. So you do like 220 and then you bake bread. Yes, but the oven for itself is a dead matter. The refrigerator, the air condition, the mixer, the blender, just take, let's say, kitchen, yes? Devices or so. The toaster, yes? The toaster cannot toast bread by itself unless if you plug it to the source of electricity or electricity source. It doesn't have a liveliness from itself. Also, the human body, legs and arms and head, it cannot move, it cannot animate itself until it gets, and we don't see the plug. The beautiful thing is that you look at the refrigerator, and it's, let's put it in an awkward position, in the middle of the living room, yes? If it's not connected, it will not produce cooling. Once it is connected, yes, it will produce cooling and you can put any kinds of products inside. But you see the plug. You see at the back of the refrigerator, there's, how do you say, electric cable, and you see the plug in the wall, and when you connect it, this is starting the sound, and then it's cooling because you see with the eyes. The question is, what happens when you look in nature, because we don't see the electric cable? You see human or someone is walking in the alley, walking next to the shore. He's walking and maybe his dog is accompanying him and so. But we don't see the electric cable that animates the human which is walking. We just see walking. Yes, someone speaks and there's speaking happening, but we don't see the electric cable. So, because we don't see the electric cable, it is invisible to human eye. We are presuming that this human being has the power of speaking, of walking, of running, sitting, standing, writing from its own, let's say, powers. But it is not like that at all. Because you look at life and you say, okay, I plug the refrigerator, I plug the air condition, it's plugged. There's a red light or green light or blue light. It gets the electricity source. It's on, but you don't see this on us. So we presume that we are capable of thinking. We are not capable of doing nothing until there's like the infinite source of life streams vitality to the system. When there is a streaming coming, there is running, sitting, and so, brushing, whatever it is. But not that we are in charge of this. We are not. And this is the beautiful story, I mean, what the Bible exposes. Because I thought, I was reading today, why to write such a document? And this one, yes, was born and then he passed. And this one, why to bother and to tell those stories or to write those stories down? And for what? To tell us that whatever you see in the eyes can also be unseen. Meaning what we perceive as life in motion is just appearance, and then there's a disappearance. Appearance and disappearance. All life is animated by the same source. And when the source finds no contentment, and there's like checking out process, so someone stops breathing, closes eyes or so, what people would declare as dead, as passing, yes? And there's like infinite conscious continues without the identification, yes? With the body-mind. So you can ask who was born and who really died, and you get to the conclusion that no one really. Because the being, the eternal, just shade is dressing, like its skin, so to speak, or the shoe, how the sages relate to the body, the human body, they call it a shoe. Like the shoe holds the foot and then the rest of the body. So the body holds the soul, it's like a candle holder. This is very simple. But look at what is happening around. I am the maker, I'm the prime minister, I'm the president, I am the mayor, of course not. There's only appearance and there is no, just. Maybe people cannot conceive this idea at one time or at once, but hearing it is constantly like a drop of water on a stone, it gets into the system, it managed to cut or to bypass the ongoing noise of the brain, and there's a great peace comes with it. Because whatever we read in the Bible, and this is good that it's written, is to tell us this is not who we are. Whatever you read, this is only a description of the manifestation of the finite, of the unknown. Yes, this is very simple. And whatever happens comes from the source. We don't know the reason. We cannot say this is what the, how do you say, the brain storytelling says, that I did A and this is why B came. If I would not plug this is a storytelling. Because we really don't know why things are happening. We cannot calculate. It's beautiful, because this, how do you say, humble recognition keeps us in the nest of being. Because what happens when we get big head is the false sense that I can calculate better, faster, deeper. Therefore, I have the greatest concepts of all that can circle all life or all eternity, which is impossible. But this is the great alcohol. This is a great drunkenness, because this is impossible. And it is a very good point to admit. We can't. We here, how do you say, visiting here for a moment. It doesn't matter what is the life spans here, how many days, just for a moment. So it's very, very simple. Now, Fernando Oyanes, do you have any question that you would like to ask, or story, or something to share before we move on to Yanis' idea about the Bible application? You can ask and share whatever you like.
Just that this is...
Yes, Fernando.
It is just that this is quite beautiful to think about, you know? Like our body also has input, so you need to take care a little bit, because it's part of the phenomena. But we all say, like, that it's just an instrument, you know, but it's just a phenomena, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It doesn't mean that this it not need some care, but but not too much, you know, just a little bit, not too much. Yes, exactly.
Yes, what it needs daily living, like washing, drinking. Yes, what it is, like for nature, what the bird does. It's so beautiful, because in the morning you hear the bird. Yes, because natural sense is to scroll if there are happenings or whatever. I look if there's like exchange on Discord, because if there's questions or requests. But a part of it, just hear the bird. You know, this is the best feed. People always log into news or some kinds of social platforms or so. But this is the... It comes from directly, it has no interest. The tree will tell you if it got enough water or not. The flowers, the times they bloom. It's great. Because if you listen to any kinds of you read any text message from the news feed, or horrible things are happening and so on, And people get really bad mood, and they start worrying. Yes, a catastrophe, and so just listen to the bird, sunrise, sunset, and so nature. This completely different harmony or a concert. And now to Yannis' request of adding Chinese, simple Chinese. I don't know, Yannis, if you have seen the correspondence to your request. Yannis asked to, if it's possible to add, or if we have simple Chinese and Japanese. So we found simple Chinese version of the Bible, and at the moment there's a testing going on to see if it fits. There is a text, Yannis, that was written with how do you call it in English, at Yannis, forward to Yannis, because we are trying it. It's not yet launched because we have to check that the translation is correct. And the question, I hope you can hear, Yannis, if it's possible, because there is a need of someone, we call it babysitting it, before we launch it, we have to be sure that translation is close to the Hebrew origin, because in many, many other languages there is like jumps on Psalms, on Ecclesiastics, Zechary, and so. Sometimes there's a jump of verses, it jumps to the next chapter, and there's like a discoordination of the verses. So if you wish, and if you are capable of reading simple Chinese, and you can follow and see that it's closer. Oh, so we shall write you a text. Okay, we understand. So you can listen, maybe. We understand, Yannis. You can listen to the recording. I will write it down for you. You could listen to the recording later. Later there's a message for you. Yes. So Yannis might hear the recording later. So there's a need before we launch it, we don't know yet, that someone who is capable of reading simple Chinese to read, to follow up, to see if there is a accommodation, if the translation to Chinese is loyal to the Hebrew or to the English, to make sure, and if those checks or testings are standing in the, how do you say, yes, they're standing. The translation just stands. There will be, I believe, in time, application. The application also will enable people to read Chinese, simple Chinese as well. So I hope, Yannis, you can hear our calling. And there's also a text message for you on Discord under web app or Bible application, one of the channels, and you can see the text which is forward to you. Thank you for asking. We were checking this afternoon few Chinese translation to the Bible, because with other language we could follow, let's say French and Portuguese and English, Italian, follow. But Chinese is a completely different language, so there's a need of someone who is capable of reading and checking it, to follow up. And when you are ready, Yanis, or someone that you are familiar with, it would be interesting. We should be happy to launch it. Thank you. Now, Fernando, is there any poem that you liked or you tried to read and you would like to us to read for the moment, or you have something that you would like?
Infinity. I'm just fine. The application is beautiful. This new application about the Bible, we are using it. It is just fine. I can share only that on Monday, Felipe and Rodrigo and I, we could meet and had a dinner together and walk a little bit. And we were talking about Isaac, only about Isaac. This was the theme, because it has so little in the Bible about this patriarch, you know. And Felipe brought a beautiful quote from the Bible in that part that we usually read as Jacob is crying about the supposed killing of Joseph. And in the Bible, it is said that Jacob knows that, received the message that Joseph is dead, and his father cried, you know. And it seems that exists a discussion about what does it mean, his father. It seems that who was tearing tears, it was Isaac and not Jacob, because in the Bible says his father, and the father of Jacob is Isaac. So we were talking just about this, about how when you read this, you know, these Mishnahs, how it changes, shifts perceptions, you know. So I don't know, what do you think about this passage? I don't know if you had already faced this discussion. I think yes, but... Let me find it. Just a moment.
Which verse that you are... Yes. Just until Fernando will find the verse, we can say that there is a beautiful collections of laws called Seder Olam Rabba. Seder is order, Olam, world, Rabba, the great world order. And in this beautiful book, they say the Bible in a very different way than we read the Bible, not in a linear way, but in a triangulated way. What does it mean? When we read the verses, we are presuming that first come verse A and B and C, and this is how it goes, or 1, 2, 3, and 4. But the sages that wrote Seder Olam Rabba, they read the chapters completely differently. They triangulate it. What does it mean? They take three events that are happening at the same year, and this is how they see things, and this is how they deliver, yes, the wisdom, not in a linear way, because a triangulated way is non-linear way, yes, or a round way. This is very, very interesting. I was reading it shortly before class, and also Fernando here might also bring
it. It is
Yes.
on
The
Genesis
Bible in a different
chapter
way. Yes,
37,
Fernando.
verse
If you ready with the
35.
verse. Yes. Yes. ויקול בניו וכל בנותיו לנחמו, and all his sons and his daughter rose up to comfort him. וימאן להתנחם. ויאמר, and he said, כי ארד אל בני אבל שאולה, because I will descend to my son down below to the Sheol place. ויבח אותו אביו, and his father cried him. So I believe that the sages noticed that ויבח אותו אביו, and his father cried him. It's not that Jacob cried for Joseph, but I believe if I that Isaac,
yes, and
was sad
and
about
it seems that in this Mishnah
that Jacob
that who is weeping
that
tears
is alive,
is
this is what you mean,
Isaac and not Jacob, you know, because it's his father. Yeah.
Yes, he
this is beautiful. It is one thing that it is
yes.
beautiful
the
about
father,
this
yes.
shifting of
yes.
this triangular perspective that I found nice is that you are open, you know, when you put in this situation, you read a verse like this and you stay in a position that you don't know, you know. One don't know what is happening, because usually I have a friend that sometimes I listen to him and I think, wow, and he looks at things just like if it was a cinema history, you know, like a movie. Everything is so condensed, like I don't know how to say, but like the tradition is all that it is, you know, the literal tradition, and it's so difficult to open when you are in this frame of thinking, and what happens is that you start to act
determined
in obligation all the time, you know, because the tradition says that you have to, you know. You need to be the doer all the time. All the time you need to do things, you know, like to follow the tradition, you know. But when you put in a way that we do not know in this triangular perspective, you are searching for a relation with the text and with people, and for a hadashim or for an inspiration or for an insight that is always new and fresh, and you apply it directly, you know. So I'm just trying to elaborate these different kind of perspectives, because in front of a hadashim, it changes your way to live life in one way, and in the other way, it brings closer to the group that are reading the verse, you know. It is like a heart-to-heart relationship. It is different from the jurisprudentia, you know, from the tradition, you know. So it is not a pyramid, you know. The one who knows the truth is the doctor, you know. So the PhD in the subject.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It is beautiful because there was a verse that Felipe was asking here about Cain and Abel, that the English, he was asking, since he was using the application, so he noticed there's a missing, quotation also. But the interesting thing that while asking the missing quotation is that I read the verse in Hebrew and in English, and then it is found out that the English added another story while writing the verse. Just give you an example. And the verse says, Vayomer Cain el Hevel, and said, the word, and said, Vayomer Cain, Cain el Abel, el Hevel, to Abel. And then comes a cut in Hebrew, and then comes the rest, Vayehi b'yitam basadeh, and it was when they were in the field, Vayakam Cain, Cain rose, and he killed Abel. The Hebrew says like that, Vayom Cain el Hevel, and said Cain to Abel, there's a space, and then Vayehi b'yotam basadeh, and it was they were in the field. So the lacking here, there's a lack. In Hebrew, they call it mikra chaser, lacuna of a text read, because Vayom Cain el Hevel, and said Cain to Abel, what did he say to him? Clear. The text, and when? And suddenly jump, quantum jump, Vayehi b'heyotam basadeh, and it when they were in the field. So something is lacking, because what did Cain told Abel? And how it came to be that from this speech they appeared in the field? This is not clear at all. This is what happens in Hebrew. But since Felipe asked about something as quotation in Portuguese and French, I read also this and I noticed that the English did something completely different. And look how they close the text, because the text is open. And Cain said to Abel, said like in Hebrew, but still the same words in a different order, but yeah, please pay attention to the insert. Let's go out to the field. Let's go out to field is a verse from Song of Songs, Song of Solomon. This is a springtime. Let's go out the field and see if the vine is blooming. This is the source from Song of Songs. And you find it here. Let's go up to the field. See if there are butterflies going. Is it spring? You see? And then comes the rest. Vayehi b'yotam basadeh, was when they were in the field. So the English already close it, because the Hebrew says he told him something. It's not clear what he told him, when or where or context. And here coming are the midrashim, the lores, the legends, and the magid. And here you have a space of creation. And from here, from this space, came the lore, what was about. What did he tell him? He told him, hey, Abel, you were born with two twins, feminine twins, or with two wives, call it, or two perspective, and I was born with only one. This is what he told him. This is what the sages come up now with the Midrashim. This is the open. This is the creativity or creative land, if you want to call it. Yes? What did he tell him? We don't know. So come the sages and insert. Why? What did he tell him? Hey, Abel, you were born with two. twin sisters, and I was born only with one. So you have an extra sister than I have, or extra wife than I have, or extra perspective than I have. Yes, yes. This is the kinetic jealousy. Please pay attention. Yes, kineti is kineti. The sound of kineti is the movement, but kineti. I was jealous. Yes, what is jealousy? Is the tick 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 tick, the beat. Yes. You have two perspectives, Abel, and I have only one perspective of Cain, only this life, only what? The phenomenon. Yes? You have only, Cain, yes? Cain says, I have only one perspective, the phenomenon. And you, Abel, have two perspectives.
Yes, what? It.
Yes?
It is interesting because it is just as I was saying, you know, when you look, the Cain perspective is the literal perspective, you know, it is just the material perspective.
You see how deep it is?
We are the body, you know, and Moses was a body, and Cain was a body, and Abel was a body, and, you know, everybody was a person, exclusive person, let's say. And double perspective is no.
Yes.
This is just the phenomena.
Yes, yes.
What is happening is different. It is it is happening in a deeper layer in the nominal. It is a secret. It's beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for bringing this.
Yes, yeah. Yes, so in many, many places in the Bible, many spots, there is a lack reading, there's a lack of text that if we read the Hebrew, we notice there's a jump, a quantum jump, and in this space, in this emptiness, in this entry, comes the Midrashim. They're coming. And there's infinite creativity in this empty space. It's not closed, like I will tell you what happened from A to Z. No, it's a very open text. This is what's so beautiful about it. And I really do hope that in the future, because we don't know how things will happen, there is no future, you saw, there's only this moment, but to bring more, since we have this application and people are reading and they're asking questions, that we notice that there's spaces. And in these spaces, there's a lot of creativity because it's an empty space, like it's an empty chair. Everybody can come and sit, it's empty. One time is this one, the guest, or one time it's a child, another one is a footballer. So it's empty. So the more emptiness is, the more there's a space for appearances, lores, text, poems, and so on.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you. Thank you, friends.
So thank you, Yanis. Thank you, for being here with us today.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Fernando, for sharing. And thank you, Yanis, for your innovation. We shall be delighted to see you here on Saturday, and we shall text you. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom, and see you soon. Later on. Toda.